deal. I just want to be really real with you. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to just broadcast to the world, talk and meet people like myself and encourage people. But you know, even some people that are the biggest encouragers, they also need encouragement and they need to take, you know, as successful as I've been financially over my lifetime, there's always something missing. And all of us have something missing. Every single one of us. You know, it wasn't until the day that I, when I was always trying, you know, to meet the right lady kind of thing. And it was always, you know, the fear of talking to a girl and the fear of, follow me with this one, the fear of like speaking out and, you know, reaching out to a female. It wasn't until I realized that every single person's got something wrong with them. Something they don't like, something they hate about themselves, something that they're embarrassed of, that it made it so much easier for me to talk to people. When I really got that inside of me, you know what? Everybody can't stand something about themselves. So you're no different than anyone else. It really did make a big difference. And I know that this last 3 years has been life-changing for me. Quite frankly, to see how fast this channel grew and how many views, it just blew my mind. And it's been hard. It's been stressful. And I've known I need to make some big changes in my life to be a better version of myself, for myself, but also because I believe that every single one of us has a responsibility in life. And when we know something to be the truth and we know how to help people, it is now upon us, our responsibility to go help people. And so this channel has been about finances and preparing for really hard times. We're already seeing those hard times coming. But I believe 2024 is going to be a year of chaos, a year of stress. You're not going to know which way is up or down. And that's actually intended to be that way. And you're going to need something to hold on to, something to believe in, where a lot of people aren't going to have a lot to believe in, quite frankly. And so I thought of this. And I thought, what's the one thing that I've always couldn't stand about myself that I wanted to get control over? And that was my weight. I've always been overweight my whole life. My mom shopped for me in Kmart in the Husky section. It would say Husky on the, it was embarrassing. But you know, you look at any photos of me and I've always been like 30, 40, maybe 50 pounds overweight my whole life, all throughout junior high, high school, trying to go to college, which didn't work out. Only one time did I lose a bunch of weight, but it came right back because I fell back in because of my emotions or how I felt about myself. And I thought, you know, I've got this platform. And I said, why not encourage a bunch of people to live their best life this year? Even as everything goes crap, everything goes crazy. Why not just encourage people to live their best life? Well, how do you do that? Well, you have to be an example. And so, you know, the other day I took some before photos and it's embarrassing. It's super embarrassing. And have I done this myself? Absolutely, I have. I've eaten wrong and I like the cervezas. But there needs to be a change, not only for me, but for others. And so I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to be real and I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to do them all live. And I'm just going to prove that it can be done. Because I've watched all those videos online and about the people that lose a ton of weight. And it's so inspiring and I love that kind of stuff. But you're always in the back of your mind like, well, come on, did they mess with the dates? Were the weights really off? And so I said, screw it. I'm going to do it all live. And so last week I did a video that says my goal is to lose 10 pounds and I'm going to tell you how in 6 days. And so I started. And I said, there's going to be, if I don't lose the 10 pounds, there's going to be a consequence. Now, I've only checked myself once since then. And so right now, I really don't know what this weight's going to be. But I'm wearing the exact same clothes that I always wear during my shows. My polo shirt, my blue jeans, and no shoes. I said, if I don't lose those 10 pounds, I'm going to have to do 100 push-ups in front of you. Now, I'm not going to lie. Here's the truth. And I went to the gym 3 times this week only for 10 minutes. Okay, I've been in the gym in quite some time, and this is right off. I mean, these are going to be some pretty ugly push-ups if I got to do them. And I'm going to do them live in front of you. And what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to change a lot of things about myself so that not only can I grow, but the world can grow. And I'm not joking. I don't want to sound condescending or presumptuous. I don't even know the right word. But every single one of us has the power and the authority to change this world, but we don't take it. All of us have the ability to lead, but we never step into it. Like, very few people in this world take that. And the one thing that makes a good leader is doing the right thing when nobody's watching and doing that same thing when everyone's watching. And so I'm going to be honest. I believe this will probably lose subscribers. It already has, the two videos. And I'm okay with that because I want the heart of the real man and woman in this world that wants to change this world. And the only way we could change this world is starting with ourselves. And this is one thing that I've always wanted to change about myself, to get in good physical condition so that my mind is clear. It's not so that other people would look at me and go, oh, look at that guy. It's my mind. When we are overweight, we have a different type of stress. It affects our mind. And I'm just being honest with you. I don't really care what anyone thinks about me. I've gotten past that. I care more about what God thinks about me. And, but I do know that by being honest and truthful with you, it'll mean more. There's too much fakeness in this world. There's too many people trying to, be fake. And so, let's just do this. That sucks. So same scale last week. And so, and then if I fail either way, after this weigh-in, and I'm going to show you this scale, I'll tell you what I did this week. And if I have to do push-ups, I'm definitely going to have to break this up. But I told you I did, and I'm a man of my word. So give me a quick sec. Oh, gosh. All right, let's grab you guys real quick here. Stand by. You're coming with me on a ride. All right, switch the camera around. All right. So this is what happens when you go live. All right. 0 kilograms. No. We're American. No, none of that crap. All right, there we go. It's on 1.8. Here we go. Last week, my weight was 263. Holy cow. I'm trying to stand still. 263. You guys saw the live stream. Error. Wait a minute. I got to get it to stop. Oh, this is going to be awkward. This is what happens when you go live. Holy cow. No way I'm down that much. All right. 1.4. Okay, there we go. How is that even possible? Okay. All right. I just weighed myself and holy cow. That is insane. Okay. So I'm 250 last week or 6 days ago, a little less than 6 days, like 5 days and like 20 hours, right? I weighed myself in at 263 and it was super embarrassing. And I'm now at 250, so I lost about, 13 pounds in 6 days. So let me tell you what I did. So first off, I went carnivore-ish. I ate meat, and I, out of the 6 days, I only ate one meal a day 3 days, and out of the other 3 days, I ate two or three meals. So I ate only protein, right, from an animal. Pretty much anything with a face, I ate it. I also had spicy kimchi because it was in the fridge and I needed to get rid of it. So there was some vegetable component there. I had a little bit of kimchi every day with my meal in the morning or before it. And then I went to the gym only three times, and I'm not joking, for 10 to 12 minutes. I went in there. I did three sets of, bench or incline, three different, workout, three sets each. And it took me like 10 or 12 minutes. And I didn't go super heavy. That's it. I did no cardio, nothing like that. But I will tell you, so I'm walking weird because my foot, I got ankle pain right now, but I got inflammation in my body. But I'll tell you, in the last 6 days, like within the first 24 hours of eating like that, I felt so much looser in my skin and totally different. So I lost 13 pounds in the last 6 days, just going, I'm just going to eat protein, eat meat, none of that, and I had some kimchi, and nothing else. And I told you that I'm going to have a cheat day tomorrow and Christmas, well, essentially for 24 hours tonight at dinner till tomorrow night at dinner, to be with my family, because I'm slowly weaning myself off this. And I'm going to do another weigh-in video the day after Christmas. So you're going to find out how much I gained back. And then I'm going to do it again for 6 days until New Year's Eve, because I'm going to a party with some friends, some close friends that I'm not going to see for a long time. And then after that, starting the January 1st, I'm going to go legit. And I'm going to show the world in real time live what you can do if you just set your mind to something. And so in just 6 days, I lost 15 pounds. I'm 6'1". You know, now, honestly, truthfully, a lot of that's water weight, right? Let's just be honest here. And each week, it would get harder to peel those pounds off, but they will come off. And I'm going to do it in front of you, hopefully to be an example and some encouragement, because you're like, I've always been that guy. You know, they're like, okay, if that guy can do it, I can do it. And it's true. You know, if that guy can make $1 million, I can make $1 million. If that guy can sell electric trains on eBay to buy his first house, and then a couple years later, he's a millionaire doing it, I can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to. The only question is, are you willing to get up off the couch? Are you willing to set something that you really like doing aside? Because you're like, you know, I think that may be a little toxic in my life because it's drowning out what I should be doing in life. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be that example for you. But it's going to be hard for me because I have to separate myself from certain people in my life that I love dearly, but I got to break out of some habits. I got to break out of eating bad. I got to break out of drinking all those cervezas. I got to change things about myself. You know, what good is a good old fashioned economic crash if you don't, you know, have the energy to deal with all the deals, if you don't have the clear mindset? You know, the heavier I get, my mind is, you know, my mind gets affected. And so I'm drawing inspiration from some other people on the internet. And there's going to be some things that I do with my diet that will probably blow you away, because I got just a taste of it about a year ago. And it shook me to my core what happens when you eat just meat. And I'm going to go really long duration. And so do me a favor. If you're interested in making a change this year in 2024, the reason why I started early is because I wanted to bring out this Ninja Nation vibe, because Ninja Nation is a group of people around the world that are prepared, not scared. Well, what happens when you get prepared? You're preparing for something that comes in the future and you don't see it yet, but you know it's coming. You feel it. You know, you can sense it, and you start, you know what? I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to position myself for success, and I'm going to get ready for it. And that's why I started this weight loss thing before January 1st, before everybody starts going, you know what, let me set some New Year's resolutions. I'm getting ahead of the game. If you want to get ahead of the game right now, type one. If you want to be ahead, if you want to be, even if it's 6 months too early rather than one day too late, let me know down below. And the reason why is because, you know, we all have that leadership skill inside of us. Even there's somebody right now watching right now that is shaking their head and they're saying, not me. That's not me. And you know, I hate to tell you, it's you. It's you. You do have leadership skills, but you just don't know how to open them up. And so the easiest way to open up your leadership skills is start being a leader. And that's what a leader is. They do the right thing when everyone's watching, but they also make those hard decisions when nobody's watching. And there are a lot of people out there right now that nobody's watching you, or you feel like you're alone, but you're not. And I can guarantee you this, when you start making those hard, difficult decisions, it's hard to sit there and be regimented on a diet. It's hard to go show up to the gym. And I'm just talking to you right now as a fat ninja, okay? I didn't want to go to the gym, and I was barely there. I barely put in work. but I'm going to put in more work next week. And the week after that, I'll be putting in more work. And by first week of February, you're going to go, holy cow. And by the first week of March, it's going to be, what is going on with this guy? But you're going to see everything from the beginning. There's no walking around with my I can't stand those guys do that anyway, but it's just because I'm jealous. I'm going to be honest. But, and I know how much hard work it puts in, they put into it, but I'm saying it's like, you don't know. There's, you know, so many guys are running around or women that run around all ripped and shredded and they feel good about themselves and they have energy and they're loving life. But you look at a photo of them in high school and they're skinny, you know? So I get it, you know? And so I'm just going to be totally vulnerable and just be honest with you. You don't change the world by being a nobody, by being a liar, by being a deceiver. Yeah, sure, some people in this world get there doing that, but it's just, it fizzles out. It's just for this world. It's nothing really transformative. And if you want to make a change in your life and you want to help, and you need to start thinking about this, start thinking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that you may be able to change and be able to help. Do you want to go to heaven knowing that you helped thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people? Or you just want to go to heaven and play it safe? I was just quiet. I'm not here to preach to you, but all this is definitely in the same realm. Again, I don't care who doesn't like this info. The truth hurts. Truth pisses people off. Truth is hard to take in. Trust me. I have it happen all the time. I've been mocked for the way I look my entire life. And I'm not doing it for them. You know who I'm going to do it for? Yeah, I'm going to do it for myself. But you know what makes it really easy? Because that's, I'm doing it for myself. I'm going to do it for the people that don't believe in themselves. I do believe in myself. And I know that if I put in the hard work and I can put in the hard work, it's going to pay off. But you know what's making me do it? It's not for me. The only way I'm going to show up and do these videos and go to the gym and eat right are for the ones that don't believe in themselves. Because if I can get you to believe in yourself when it comes to losing weight and feeling great, I can get you to believe in yourself when it comes to growing wealth and becoming successful and how to be the best version of yourself ever. And then you're going to go out and be the best version of yourself for other people and you're going to bless other people. Our world's corrupt and screwed up and we need to change. The liars, the cheaters, the thieves of this world are taking this world and they're lying to our children. They're lying to our loved ones. They're lying to the world and we need to take that back. Well, how do we take it back? Well, we can't take it back by sitting on the couch and going, yeah, I agree with you. And then flip over to the next channel. Oh, I agree with him too. Get up out of the couch and let's start doing something. Let's start waking people up. And how do we do that in our minds? We've got to transform our minds. How do we transform our minds? Get into right thinking. How do we get into right thinking? We need to clear the brain. That means losing weight, getting out of certain things we're watching on TV or on the computer. We need to heal our minds by healing our bodies. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be honest with you. I totally thought I was going to be doing push-ups in front of you guys. When I come back the day after tomorrow, I'm going to set a new goal. I will probably be heavier because I'm not joking. I'm taking a day off. The ninja likes to eat. And then we're going to go another 6 days. And then I'm going to take that one more day off. And then after that, it's smooth sailing. I'm slowly transitioning into this. Hope you guys got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.